Welcome. Hopefully, you've been experiencing better skies than I have for the last 2 months. In that time, I've only had 5 nights where it's been clear enough to do any observing or imaging. The last night of imaging I had, and the only one in July so far, was successful, thankfully. While I was only able to capture about 90 minutes of data on M13, the seeing was spectacular, even though the transparency of the sky was not so great. I was able to capture a decent image of the Great Globular Cluster in Hercules, but now I'm ready to start tackling some other favorites. Unfortunately, here in New Jersey, we're still dealing with smoke, smog, and lots of bad weather. But alas, it will improve, and clear skies will prevail again. Now, if you're a regular follower of the show, you know that I put out at least 2 episodes a month. Well, this episode makes 1 for the July episodes. Before the end of the month, I'll release What's Up in the August 2023 Skies, which will feature our monthly planet roundup and will look at the best deep sky objects that the summer months have to offer. But for this episode, I'm going to keep it short, so let's celebrate some great astronomical news together in this episode. Welcome to the Astro Guy Podcast. I'm not an expert. I'm an amateur like you. I'm here to learn and here to teach. So let's enjoy the ride together. Carpe Noctem. Seize the night. Welcome to the Astro Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Zuhl. Just a few days ago, the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, celebrated its first year of doing science. And what a year it's been. Last year, we saw those amazing images of Eta Carina, Stefan's Quintet, the Southern Ring Nebula, and more when the first scientific images were released. It seems like every week, JWST is breaking records and peering deeper and deeper into the cosmos than ever before. We've seen deep fields that blow away what Hubble did. Not only does it see deeper, but JWST was able to capture more data in a fraction of the time, thanks to its 6.5-meter primary mirror. Honestly, I'm very impressed with what the JWST team has accomplished. They've imaged the most distant galaxies ever seen. Things like gravitational lensing has been observed, as has an Einstein ring. Webb also directly imaged an exoplanet for the first time ever, and it was even able to see and image the protoplanetary disk where planets will eventually coalesce around a young distant star. It has been able to observe the spectrum of the atmosphere of the exoplanet WASP-39b and discovered carbon dioxide in that atmosphere. We've been treated to spectacular infrared images of the 4 gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, in amazing details in the infrared. The pillars of creation in M16, imaged by Webb, peers deeper into the nebula than Hubble did, showing us in great detail what's going on there. And to celebrate 1 year of collecting scientific data, they just released the most stunning image of the nebulosity around the star Rho Ophiuchi. It is just mind-boggling. I can only imagine what other great discoveries this amazing observatory will uncover in the future. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. Next month, we'll learn about something much closer to home. I'm referring to the famous Horn antenna in Holmdel, New Jersey, that was used to accidentally discover the cosmic background radiation, which turned out to confirm that the Big Bang had actually happened. We'll learn about the antenna and how recently it was almost lost to real estate development, but through a grassroots effort, the antenna has been saved. We'll also explore some other methods that have been used to map the cosmic background radiation and what we've learned from it. So make sure that you check that out next month. Also, this year, The Springfield Telescope Makers are celebrating 100 years since the club was formed. This is the club that is known for hosting the annual Stellafane Convention in Springfield, Vermont. If you haven't listened or watched it yet, check out the episode where I interviewed Phil Harrington, Richard Sanderson, and Dennis Cassia, each of whom has attended the Stellafane Convention 50 times. Another interesting note about the Stellafane Convention, a previous guest of this podcast, Joe Rao, is the keynote speaker at this year's convention, and recently, Joe had the distinction of having an asteroid named in his honor. As announced in the Working Group Small Bodies Nomenclature Bulletin, dated July 3, 2023, asteroid 20009 has been officially named Joe Rao, with the official citation, Joseph Michael Rao, born 1956, was the Emmy Award-nominated chief meteorologist and science editor at News 12 in Westchester, New York, for 21 years. Since 1986, he has served as an associate and guest lecturer at the Hayden Planetarium. He is also a regular contributor to Sky and Telescope magazine, Space.com, Natural History, and The Farmer's Almanac. This asteroid, formerly cataloged as 1991 OY, was discovered by astronomer Henry E. Holt at the Palomar Observatory on July 18, 1991. Congratulations, Joe, on this wonderful honor. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you found our time together to be fun and helpful. If you have questions or episode suggestions, please email us at astroguypodcast@gmail.com or leave us a text or a voicemail message at 973-404-0380. If you're not already a member, please join the Astro Guy Podcast group on Facebook. You'll find other members, videos, blogs, and lots of other useful information there for your enjoyment. You can also visit our YouTube channel, The Astro Guy Podcast, for past episodes and other surprises. Please subscribe. Please consider leaving us a review on your podcast platform. It helps us to get new listeners. Thank you so much again for listening, and may your skies be clear. As always, carpe noctem, seize the night. I'm Wayne Zuhl, and this was the Astro Guy Podcast. Thank you for listening. As always, your questions, comments, and suggestions are welcome. Keep wondering. Keep your eyes on the sky. Have fun. Carpe noctem. Seize the night.